Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, it's time to go travelling. You've been travelling around all over the place, and this time we're off to Britain.
We sure are, and of course, this is to do with our very special edition, our June edition, which is a Best of British special.
Well, that's our birthday edition too.
Of course it is. Yeah. And I was very lucky enough to go to London last year, and I was invited to Kensington Palace.
What was that like?
It was absolutely extraordinary.
Wow.
But the woman who helped me get there is Sarah Stiles from Visit Britain, and I'd like to welcome Sarah to the show. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Michael.
What else is planned in and around the Jubilee?
Well, there's the big lunch on. That's going to be, that's an event that actually goes on every year, but it just coincides with the Diamond Jubilee this year. So that's really encouraging. Everyone who's over in Britain to get together, have street parties, have picnics. And Fortnum & Mason's is going to be delivering picnics to people on Hyde Park, which will be quite special as well.
Yeah, we actually went to lunch at Fortnum & Mason, and that's it was kind of weird because a few weeks after it, the Queen, Kate Middleton and Camilla then went there, and I think they opened something or they did something, but that's where the Royals sort of shop, and it was interesting. We went on, it was called a luxury warrant tour, and it was all in and around the streets of Mayfair, and it was these little shops that have all got, you know, the crests of the royal family. Or someone from the royal family. And it was absolutely extraordinary, wasn't it? Like, we went to a cheese shop and a Rudd & Sons, the where all the spirits and wine are bought for, and a tea shop. It was just fantastic. And the fragrance shops, do you remember that?
Florist, where we got to smell James Bond's aftershave.
What can the average listener learn from a trip like this?
Well, anyone going over there can really enjoy one of these kind of walking tours. They're actually the Royal Warrant Holders tours. So all of the shops that we went to, they had the Royal Warrant, which is given out by members of the Royal Family. So they are all shops that are give really exclusive, either have exclusive products or give exclusive service. And they're all very welcoming. Anyone can pop into them. You don't even have to be part of a tour. And they're actually always very welcoming to tourists and happy to have a chat with people. So I would definitely recommend people going into them.
They did take us through these extraordinary sort of country estates, you know, the houses and stuff. And, you know, what is interesting is these people, of course, don't have the money that they used to have. They now are doing all the upkeep themselves. And, of course, they're renting it out for dinners and guests for weekends and stuff. So things have really changed. And, of course, the GFC has sped that up considerably. So it was an interesting snapshot into a world, you know, and of the English that you don't really see. You know, it was kind of like Downton Abbey sped up to current day, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it really was. I think it just goes to show how accessible things like that are becoming. Like, even the royal family themselves are so much more accessible than they were, you know, five or 10 years ago.
So one day we might see William on a ladder painting his guttering.
Yeah, you never know. Well, they fly around on a Jetstar or not Jetstar.
Did you know that Michael's even got a royal warrant going up at the new offices at Mind Food in New Zealand?
Look, I'm telling you, after this Best of British, it wouldn't surprise me. It's a pretty cool looking issue. Yep. Hey, Sarah, thanks for your time today. It was a blast of a trip, and I know there's going to be a huge focus this year on England and Britain and all the, you know, you've got the Olympics going on. You've obviously got the Jubilee. There's so many sort of, not only street parties and things that are, you know, happening, but it's always a great place to visit. So thanks for your time.
No problem at all. Thanks very much for having me.
And of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. That sounds interesting, Michael.
I know, it was an amazing trip.
And the issue you've got coming up too.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's been over, you know, we started very early last year in planning this because, you know, all the different interviews and the reads and photography we wanted, it takes a lot of time to kind of, you know, they're on a different time zone. So you've really got to plan it. And no, I'm really proud of it. I think it's a great issue.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.